Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Brachos Daf Chav Dalet. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, a husband and a wife sleeping in the same bed can recite Kriya Shema, provided they both turn and face in the opposite direction. Number two, the Gemara identifies the parts of a woman that are considered her erva, her nakedness, which would halachically forbid a man from reciting Shema and other Divrei Kedusha, meaning Brachos, learning Torah, and including in the list of a woman's erva are a tefach of exposed skin that is typically covered. That includes a wife's exposed skin, her shok, which is her thigh, her kol, her voice, and her seir, her hair. So the parts of a woman that are considered her erva, her nakedness. So number one, a husband and wife sleeping in the same bed can recite Kriya Shema together, provided they're turned in the opposite direction. And secondly, the parts of a woman that are considered her erva. Point number three, the Gemara lists various improper behaviors during tefillahs, during davening, such as davening audibly, people can hear you daven, belching, yawning, sneezing, and spitting. So those are the 3 points. Once again, a husband and wife sleeping in the same bed can recite Kriya Shema, provided they both turn and face in the opposite direction. We have the Gemara identifying the parts of a woman that are considered her erva, such as a tefach of exposed skin, her shok, her thigh, kol, her voice, her seir, her hair. And finally, the improper behaviors during davening, such as davening out loud, belching, yawning, sneezing, and spinning. All right, so now let's go to the siman. So the siman for Chavdala, the standard siman, is going to be a kad, a pitcher, something to hold something. So we have in our siman here, you have a husband and wife are lying in bed with a pitcher used as a shetel stand placed between them. The husband is yawning while his wife is saying Shema. So once again, in slow motion. You have a husband and wife lying in bed with a pitcher used as a shetel stand between them. So that reminds us of the sugya of two people in bed, whether they can say Kriya Shema together. The pitcher is used as a shetel stand to remind us of the sugya of erva, all the different parts of a woman that are considered an erva. That's the purpose of the shetel. It's placed between them, and the husband is yawning while the wife is saying Shema. The yawnings remind us of inappropriate behavior, specifically during davening. So even the husband isn't actually davening in this siman, he's yawning to remind us of yawning, belching, sneezing, spitting, and so on. So all the inappropriate behaviors are under the banner of yawning. That's our siman. So our siman once again is a husband and wife lying in bed with a pitcher used as a shetel stand placed between them. The husband is yawning while his wife is saying Shema. All right, so now we go to our four blot back chazor beginning on daf chaf. So the siman for chaf is coffee. So we have a woman drinking coffee in a cafe. That reminds us of daf chaf. She was about to bench, which is a sugya of when a woman benches, is it deraisa or derabanan, rabbinic from the Torah, when a rabbi ran in and knocked the immodest headpiece off her head. That reminds us of the sugya why miracles occurred for earlier generations, because you're in Moser Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem and the mites of Adabar Ava tearing the inappropriate garment off the woman walking the street because he thought she was Jewish. And that inappropriate immodest headpiece landed in a mikveh that was in front of a model of Har Sinai. And that reminds us of Ezra's Takana was modeled after Har Sinai, just like at Har Sinai, they had to do tevilah, they had to immerse so they could hear the recitation of words of Torah. Tevilah is only required for speaking words of Torah, it's not required for hearer, for thinking Torah thoughts. Then we go to Daf Chaf Av. So the symbol for Chaf Av is a car, but we're going to pronounce it like a ka, like a Bostonian. And we have a latecomer coming to shul, raced out of his ka, remind us of Chaf Av. He jumped over one man benching midoraisa. That reminds us of the two brachas that are midoraisa, benching and birchas of Torah. And another man saying Shema midorabanan, which is, reminds us of Yehuda Shita, that the obligation of Shach Bechav Kamecha is to recite any section of the Torah, once in the morning, once in the evening. The fact that we fulfill this requirement by reciting the words of Shema is rabbinic, is the rabbanan, according to Rav Yehuda. But when he got to the minyan, they were in the middle of Kedusha, which reminds us of the halachas and the machlokas, I should say, of a latecomer. When he comes to shul, he's only permitted to start davening if he can finish before the shliach tzibur either reaches Kedusha or reaches Modim. Then we go to Daf Chabbeis. So the siman for Chabbeis is a cab, a taxi cab. So the cab driver laughed as his cab, Chabbeis, was surrounded by fire. So why is he laughing? That reminds us of the Braisa teaching us that the reason why a balkari is the only type of tumah that requires immersion in a mikveh before he's able to learn Torah is because that tumah came about as a result of kalas rosh, of levity. And this is inconsistent with how the Torah was received at Har Sinai, which was with Ema and Yira, with fear and trepidation. And it's surrounded by fire. That's to remind us, for Yud ben Becerra, he doesn't require Balkari to immerse before learning Torah, because he holds that words of Torah like fire, like Eish, which don't contract Tumah, they're not Makabal Tumah. So he douses, this taxi cab driver, he douses the fire with 40 saw of water pouring from a 9-cubbing pail. That's the Machlok, is whether Balkari requires immersion in a mikvah of 40 saw, or whether having the 9-cubbing poured over him suffices. So then we go to Daf Chav Gimel. So the Simra Chav Gimel is a keg. So our simon is a man running to the bathroom before davening Shemona Esrei. So that reminds us that one who feels the need to relieve himself and cannot restrain himself for 72 minutes, which is the time it takes to walk a parser, should not begin Shemona Esrei. To do otherwise would be making his tefillah a toeva, an abomination. So we have a man running to the bathroom before davening Shemona Esrei. He puts his tefillin in his new tefillin bag. So that reminds us that it's forbidden to store anything other than tefillin in a bag that's set aside for tefillin. And it's machlokas whether the bag becomes forbidden as soon as it is set aside, which would mean hazman and milsehi, or only after it's been used, which is hazman olav milsehi. And he's put it on a keg that was 4 amos away from the outhouse. That reminds us that one must remove his tefillin at least 4 amos away from an established bathroom before entering. But if the place had never been used as a bathroom, he can take his tefillin off there and relieve himself, but he must move at least 4 amos away before putting them back on. Now we're going to finish our pop quiz, 10 questions, question number one. Where do we learn that one who does not relieve himself before Shemona Esrei, the tefillah is considered a to'eva? That's on Daf Chaf Gimel. Good. Where do we learn al tiftach peh la'satan? One should not open his mouth up to the satan. That's on Daf Yotes. Great. Where do we have the sugi of erva of an isha, erva of a woman? That's on Daf Chaf Dalad. Good. Number four, where do we have the question whether a woman's benching is the Raisa or the Rabbanan? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Question number five, where do we learn that words of Torah are not Makabal Tumah because they're like Eish, they're like fire? That's on Daf Chaf Beis. Good. Question number six, where do we have a Golag Rush? One should not mock the dead by walking to a cemetery with its sisters out. That's on Daf Yudches. Good. Question number seven. Where do we have inappropriate behaviors during davening, such as yawning, belching, spitting? That's on Daf Chavdalad. Question number eight. Where do we learn out that you should remove your tefillin at least 4 amos away from an established bathroom? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Question number nine. Where do we learn out that Takanas Ezra was modeled after Har Sinai? That's on Daf Chaf. And finally, question number 10, where do we learn out that one should not use his tefillin bag to store other things in it? That's on Daf Chaf Gimel. Great, that concludes our session on Chaf Dalad. I'm Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.